And now on the phone we are joined by today's guest, Tim Franson. How you going, Tim?
Yeah, good, thanks, Craig.
Hear me all right?
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. And where are you today, Tim?
Yeah, I'm actually out at a field day being run by Organic Ag out in Kiki.
Okay. How many blokes you got there? That'll be Bill Quinn, no doubt. I was just down Taranaki at one of his gigs a few weeks ago.
Yes. So Bill Quinn runs it. And then, yeah, there's a couple of other farmers here, as well as the host, Sue and Deuce Graham. Yeah.
Yeah, right on. And Kiki, it's not far from your home patch of Te Awamutu?
Yeah, so it's 10 minutes up the road from our farm.
Nice.
We graze our animals here and buy the silage from it. Yeah,
right on. Okay, so I guess we'll talk a little bit about yourself first. But yeah, once again, folks, Tim Franson is the chairperson of the Organic Dairy and Pastoral Group, and we'll talk about that very shortly. Yeah, but I'll say straight away that there's a conference coming up down in Havelock North, isn't it, Tim?
Correct. Yeah, 5th and 6th of April.
5th and 6th of April. So a couple of weeks away. So just keep that in mind, folks. But I guess firstly, Tim, tell us a little bit about yourself and when you got into farming and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so, my wife and I have been farming for 15 years now. And when we bought our farm 10 years ago, we were farming conventionally, and about 7.5 years ago, we started the transition to organics.
Right, is this on the same property, Tim?
Yeah, on the same property, yeah, at Te Kawa, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so for 7 years you were doing the so-called conventional style. And what kind of made you think to yourself, well, maybe there's another way to go about this sort of operation?
Yeah, well, for us it was about what we were practicing at home and stuff with children and ourselves, trying to eat healthy and look after ourselves, and then on farm, the funny side of it, the wife hated the spray tractor driving past up the driveway, and she'd comment, "What's that doing here?" and "What do you, you know?"
Yeah.
And it got us talking about our practices on land and what we were doing. A paper, a magazine come across out of the mail, and it was when Fonterra was starting up the organics program, promoting that again. Mm. And the payout associated with it when they changed it all.
Mm.
And we're like, well, this is looks like they're going to pay us, and have a separate payout for the organics. So maybe it's something that we can look into and see that it's actually viable for our business, because for being new farm owners and new to the industry, we had to make sense business-wise for our books.
For sure.
It wasn't an easy decision, but on the money side of it, but we did the sums, and it seems to be working out. So we've been certified. This is our third season.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, no, there was going to be another question of mine. Whether it's actually profitable organic dairy farming, but you've already answered that one, so. And when you guys first started thinking about it, who'd you sort of turn to and get inspiration from as how to transition that way?
Yeah, well, we're very lucky. A lot of people would know the founder of HFS, Tenneke Verkady. I think that's her surname.
Yeah.
She founded HFS, the Homeopathy Farm Support Office, and she's a family friend of my wife's.
Ah, sweet.
And she started talking to us, and then she steered us in the direction of Bill Quinn and then Organic Ag, and we started going along to some of his groups, and I sent my wife along to a couple of it just to make sure that she was happy.
Yeah.
My wife, Sandy, and she she come back from one day in one group, and she's like, "Yep, the farm looks amazing, and yeah, let's do this." So,
excellent.
That was all I needed.
All right. Yeah. And the actual process of transitioning, I mean, how'd you kind of go about that one? Because I know that's one of the biggest hurdles for a lot of people between thinking about it and actually doing it is, you know, oh, man, what are we going to have to change? And, you know, is it going to work in the meantime sort of thing?
Yeah, and that's kind of why we started going to the discussion groups and the, seeing other farms before we started the transition, so we knew what we were up for.
Mm.
And Fonterra, if you sign up a contract to convert to organics, the organics program actually helps out the new conversion. So you get paid, I'm not sure what it is at the moment, but you sign a contract and they help financially as well. So there's a little bit of financial help.
Okay.
And in those first few years before you're certified. And I guess that's kind of why I joined ODFG, because I wanted to keep, I want to set up a, kind of like a mentoring thing for new farmers that are converting, because that's how, that's what helped us.
Yeah.
And make it easier, you know, to have a friend up the road or not far away that you can ring and say, oh, what do I do about this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Someone that's been doing it already and done, gone through that transition that can give you tips and stuff, because it does seem a bit daunting. And a lot of, even speaking to some farmers today, they're like, oh, we would be organic, but it's too much paperwork. It's too, you know. So,
yes, I've heard that complaint so many times. Okay, well, that's interesting. So how long has the Organic Dairy and Pastoral Group been going, Tim?
That's a good question. I think it's been going... Oh, I saw the figure. I saw the date the other day, and I can't remember now.
I should probably look it up on the website while I'm chatting here. But it's been going a while anyway, right?
Quite a while. Yes, yeah. I've only been a member for probably 3 years. So
right. And okay. So, and you were joined 3 years ago. And how many people around you would be also involved with the group, off the top of your head?
So last year we had up to 100, over 100 members, just over 100 members.
Oh, right on.
130. Yeah. This year we're still signing, well, we've just finished our early bird pricing for membership.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're looking for more members to sign up to be a part of it. A big, one of the big parts of being part of the group has been on a, what we call the gaggle mail, where it's, an email goes out to all the group, and you can ask questions. It's only between farmers, so no influence from salespeople.
Good. That's where it should be.
Yeah, so it's farmer-to-farmer discussion. You know, if you have a question on farm, you can just put it on there, you know, animal health-wise or pasture-wise or anything to do with organics or anything really goes on there.
Yeah, right,
it is moderated, so if you get too far out of the box, you'll be cut.
But
and that's really helpful because it goes to all our members. So yeah, and that part of that fee helps pay for that.
And
that's a big it's a big network.
Yeah, because I guess, you know, that'd be one of the great things about actually going sort of organic, I'd imagine, is, you know, less little voices in your ear telling you to spend money with this crowd and that crowd and do this, do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a... I have an organic sign on my gate that says to ring, to call me before you come on farm if you're not invited type thing. And it gets rid of quite a few salespeople. It's quite handy.
Yeah, nice, nice. Yeah.
So turn in the gate and have to turn out again.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And so what, you joined up, what, 3 years ago to the ODPG? And you're a chair straight away. Whew.
Oh, yeah, that's... I mean, someone has to do the job, right? Not a lot to that, but yeah, I mean, I'm just leaving... trying to lead the team. We got we're looking for new committee members at the AGM, which will be held at our conference.
Yep.
Because we've got two retiring.
Okay.
Sam Hogg, who's been part of. He's been a member for. He's been on the committee for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just at the moment, we've got quite a new committee, so we're going through. We're still trying to get our feet under the table a bit, to figure out what where we're going and what we're doing.
Yep.
So not a lot's been happening too much, but we're trying to get some stuff happening.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it takes time, all these things, right? Eh? You know, to straighten things out and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just checking out. There's some very nice website too, by the way.
We try and make it. When it was designed was before I was around, but it's great. They've made it easy to find stuff. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And it was just New Zealand's network of organic, regenerative, and biological producers in the dairy, sheep, beef, and general pastoral industries.
The one. Yeah.
Yeah. And where did I see somewhere else? I was looking at this morning. Yeah, welcome and encourage anyone interested in organic, regenerative, and biological pastoral farming.
Yep.
So it's a pretty open door sort of outfit, eh?
Yeah. I mean, it's trying to group together like-minded farmers.
Yep.
Along those lines, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what percentage of the group would you say kind of dairy, and what percentage are kind of doing other things off the top of your head, Tim?
That's a good question. I haven't actually looked into those numbers exactly. So I'd say it's probably a bit of both, half and half, really. Dairy support as well as dairy farmers as well as sheep and beef. So good, and I guess the membership's still building for this year, so it'd be interesting to see where those numbers end up.
No. And I suppose it's kind of similar, but, you know, I mean, every sort of different style of farming would take different sort of organic techniques and practices to pull off, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Correct, yeah. And every farm's different, so I guess that's where it's helpful. You can go and look at or talk to other people on farm and see what they're up to and apply some things to where it might fit into your system. Like you say, not everything fits. You can't just take everything and say, oh, that'll work at my place. It's about pulling ideas from everywhere and making them fit your system and your where you want to head.
Yeah, definitely. And that for me is one of the main differences between your biological and organic sort of style as opposed to the conventional one. It's like a boom, do this. The advisor will say, do this, do this.
Yes.
You know, it's very sort of, you know, one size fits all. But of course, you know, as
correct,
you just,
yeah,
it's different land, different, you know, everything, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. And so tell us a little bit about the conference coming up on the 5th of April to the Saturday, the 6th of April. Tim?
Yeah, so, it should be really good. I'm looking forward to it. Down at Havelock North at the Event Centre.
Very nice.
Yeah, so we've got a field day trip, and we've got two dinners. So this year we're trying to concentrate more on farmer discussion, unless it's not as jam-packed with talks as it has been in the past. And that's why we decided to have it over two dinners, so there's more interaction between farmers. More downtime just to get, that's something we took feedback from some of the other conferences. And we got that the field day out at John Camp, one of John Camp's farms, being leased by one of our committee members.
Right.
Phyllis Titchen's going to do a animal health discussion out there, and the scientist that's been doing some work, he's going to do a talk as well.
Okay. Right on. Oh, well, sounds. And can anyone gotten too long for that, Tim? Or
anyone can come. Yep. So on the website there, you can join up. You can buy tickets there. It should be a really good couple of days.
Right on. And if someone wants to be become a member of the ODPG, what's the best way to go about that one, Tim?
Yeah, well, the easiest way is on the website, or
yep,
and yeah, there's it's all on the homepage there. You can click on it, and it takes you through. It's pretty simple, really.
Yeah, so fire membership, commercial membership as well for yep.
Yep,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, so yeah, we've got commercial members that can sign up, and then we have on the Gaggle page, we have a time when they can advertise all their products and send it all out. Yeah, to the farmers in the group, so it's kind of like a nice incentive for them.
Yeah. No, I see a few of them down the side of your thing there. Chaos Springs, You Mates, Hydro, Roots, Shoots and Fruits. I've even heard of half these crowds. So it is. All right. Okay. Well, that's don't forget, folks, if you want to head along to that one, anyone's welcome. The conference is on the 5th of April, Friday 5th of April, and Saturday 6th of April. So you can get along to that one. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and so like, during the year, I guess you do, the OD PG would do, farm tours and little events and other little get-togethers and that reasonably regularly, Tim, would they?
Yeah, well, we haven't had any last year. Just trying to, with the changeover and trying to get our feet under the desk.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that is the aim. And I guess it's trying to find a window on farm as well with everybody. There's a few different groups out there, so it's trying to fit it in.
Yep.
Make it work. We're hoping to host some after the conference and
Right on.
Get people together.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay, so that's the Organic Dairy and Pastoral Group. Yeah, folks, if you just joined us too, we're talking to Tim Franson, who's the chairperson of the Organic Dairy and Pastoral Group, or the ODPG. But there's a lot of other stuff going on around at the moment, Tim, that I'd like to have a little chat about. Things like the Organic Products Bill, which was that last year? Got finally sort of passed? Yeah.
Yeah, so that got rushed through Parliament 2 weeks before the election.
Oh, right. Was it like that, was it?
Yeah.
And what do you and the organisation make about it?
So we haven't... We discussed as an organisation putting something in, and we didn't in the end. But we encouraged our farmers to have their say and to look into it to see where it would affect them.
Mm.
There's lots of different points of view out there.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean... From my personal point of view, for our system, the way it was being run before this we didn't have a problem with it.
Mm.
We have one audit a year, one day a year that's audit day, and okay, it's a full day and it's quite full on, but and that's it. So, yeah, I didn't see a need to spend a whole lot of money, but and a whole lot more paperwork. And yes, it's very interesting to see what's coming out and where it'll head.
And so, in a nutshell, what's it kind of? What's kind of the purpose of it, and what's going to be the actual kind of results from it? The expected results, should we say?
Well, they're hoping that New Zealand will then, because at the moment New Zealand doesn't have its own organic standards. We use whichever markets we go into, that's what standards we apply to.
Yep.
So we don't actually have, New Zealand doesn't have its own organic standard.
Mm.
And so the aim, so we've been told, is to, so that New Zealand has its own standard and can then go to the markets and say, this is where we're at. And put it across, this is our organic standard. So, and then also having rules around the sale of organic products. If you're going to put a naming organic, has to be certified to be New Zealand standards, whereas at the moment there's not a lot of rules and regulations around yeah, there's not one standard in the country.
So yeah, yeah.
If you see organic, you're not sure what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you really, most of them have in their fine detail, but yeah, a lot of people don't realise that it's not all to the same standard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And what currently there's what, three different, was it two or three different certifiers you can go through?
Yeah, so with the dairy side and pastoral side, there's Sure Quality and BioGrow,
yep,
who are overseen by MPI. Yeah,
yeah, and is that going to change at all? They're going to merge that into one crowd, or
well, yeah, there's no real. They've said that they'll stay doing it, but it could quite possibly be that there could be one. We don't really know.
Yeah, okay. So yeah,
it all depends on where they're going to push it and what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's still...
They tell us that it's not going to change much, but when you got people in, yeah, you never really know.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, there's many, many unknowns, you know,
exactly,
especially with this new government and that. One of them being, of course, you know, GMO and the GE sort of things being raised pretty hectically once more.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what's your thoughts on that one, Tim?
Yeah, well, I know on that one I can speak on behalf of the organisation that would be against it.
Yep.
Definitely, because that may have a major impact on our organic farms, in that across the fence we've got a GMO farmer who's for example, whose seeds can come over and onto our property. So then there's a whole lot of unknowns and things about that, let alone all the... I mean, you only have to look overseas to see that GMO doesn't work in America and all the problems that it brings with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, this is so under the radar that I didn't even know about it until a couple of days ago that they were trying to bring it through. I'd heard rumours...
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard that they were pushing it again. So
yeah,
that's how much under the radar it is.
Yeah, it's all been done very very much like that. Yeah, I heard about it a few weeks ago. I looked up, I got sent actually one article, you know, I think it's Judith Collins is part of the group,
yes,
looking
correct,
at it or something like
she's
that.
Behind
and,
it, yep.
Yeah, but it's all very,
yep,
yeah, it's all very hush-hush at the moment,
yep,
which is always frightening.
That's the worry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and there's this whole perception that GMO is the answer, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, New Zealand is, that's one of our biggest advantages overseas in our markets, is that we haven't gone down that track of GMO. And the world, from where the people I talk to overseas, I've got contacts overseas, and they're like organics and. And even if you look to Europe and that, they're getting rid of these things. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
New Zealand's like, oh, we want to.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
doesn't make sense.
No, yeah, I think I feel like that too. I mean, there's other ways you can go about it, right? Instead of trying to,
yeah,
you know, gene design crops for, you know, there's just other ways, you know, like
yeah,
pasture diversity, like, and things like that all organic farmers like yourself practice constantly anyway, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and I mean, it's a bigger concern for organic farmers, like I said, because there's the possibility of contaminating from our neighbours, contamination, cross-contamination from seeding and whatever from
yeah,
our neighbours. So, yeah, that's another thing.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure, yeah, and, you know, it's kind of, once you let the genie out of the bottle, how far is it going to go sort of kind of
exactly,
thing, isn't it, you know? Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I better let you get back to your hui, Tim. But
yeah,
thanks
yeah,
very much for joining the show. Really appreciate it. And we'll keep
no,
in touch.
Pleasure.
And I might even get you back on as time goes by. But
yeah.
So
the
conference is on the 5th of April and the 6th of April down in Havelock North.
Yeah.
Anyone can cruise along with that. Any sort of last words you want to say, Tim, to the listeners?
Oh yeah, we decided to have the conference. We were meant to have it down there last year, but then the cyclone hit, so we thought we'd go back again this year and then support the locals down there, and yeah,
yeah,
we'll be heading to the local pub afterwards to support them on the way home from our field day.
Nice. Yeah. Nah, yeah, from what I hear, they're still, still struggling away down there with after effects of that and all that.
So I encourage people to get along. And one of my things with the group is to try and, like I said, start up farmer interaction for new people joining organics. And, so it's part of the getting along to the conference is how we can – it's a good start to that.
Very good advice. And again, really appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time. And, we'll keep in touch. And, say hi to Bill for me.
Yeah, we'll do.
And, thanks, enjoy your day. And, catch up again.
We'll be in touch. Cool. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks very much, Tip. Appreciate it.
Okay.
See you, mate.
Cheers,
bye.
See ya.